Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. I'm Dr. Cottle, your host of Women in Business Radio. I have to say welcome to the year 2015, because this is the first time for this year that I am introducing an episode on Women in Business Radio. I have had a long sabbatical, and I decided that I was going to take a rest, and I will introduce a Women in Business Radio this time of the year. I chose this time of the year to celebrate the International Women's Day celebration. And to mark this event, I've decided to launch again for this year another, let's say, radio broadcast, a week-long radio broadcast or radio summit that looks at the mental health and physical health wellness of women. Last year was my first time when I introduced an online radio broadcast that took place in the first week of March. It was a week-long summit also, and I looked at the topic at that time. It was called Successfully Forging a Livelihood Through Entrepreneurship. It was done with the intent to celebrate the women who are part of my Women in Business group, to celebrate the work that they have done and the work that they have been doing for many, many years. And for that program, I had the support of many women who provided their time and who shared their knowledge and experiences regarding the topic of entrepreneurship, with our focus on women entrepreneurship. Today, I've decided to, or I should say, for this year's International Women's Day event or celebration, I've decided to have yet another radio summit, but one that looks at the mental health and physical health wellness of women entrepreneurs. Before speaking a little more on that, I would like to say that Women in Business Radio is a woman's focused online program. It's designed for the woman in business and the woman in business globally. It's an online program, and because it's online, we or women can have access to the program. You can access the program either a live programming, my live programming, or you can join me in archive. My live shows are normally on a Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can call in and be a part of the show. You can ask a question or you can share your point of view. And the number to call in is 310-982-4237. If you are interested also in being a guest on my show, you can email me, and my email address is at the it's normally included in the show's description, and it's a Dr. DrCCOttle at gmail.com. Just send me a short, touch base sort of connection. Let me know what you're interested in. Let me know what topic you're interested in. And we can start from there. Today's show, I'm here today to really introduce the International Women's Day Women in Business Summit. And so what I would like to say is the reason why I've chosen this topic is because I think as women entrepreneurs, we work really hard. spend many hours working on our businesses, plus working on the many different roles that we have to accomplish in life. Our roles as caregivers to our children, caregivers to our parents, relatives, and other people, and our involvement in the community overall. Our roles as wives, our roles as mothers. We live very busy lives, running a business. And it does have a toll on us. And for many of us, as we work to ensure that we do everything, we neglect who we are. Our mental health and physical health wellness suffers. We often get burnout, and we also often do not have a contingency plan. And when we become sick, it becomes a real challenge. And from the perspective of finance, and how do we now get to run our business? Our business often fails in situations like this. Now, this year's event is also in keeping with the International Women's Day theme, Make It Happen, which suggests that whatever we want, whatever we focus on, we can achieve. In essence, we can do what we want. We can make whatever we want happen. But I think it's important that our health, you know, is a part of our to-do list. I also think it should be given top priority. Because in order to guide our business, in order to achieve our goal, we have to be healthy in order to do so. I like this quote from Michelle Obama. She said, "Women in particular need to keep an eye on their physical and mental health. Because if we are scurrying to and from appointments and errands, we don't have a lot of time to take care of ourselves. We need to do a better job," she said, "of putting ourselves higher on our to-do list." And we all know as women, we try to do everything ourselves. We try to do everything at the same high level of performance. And it's a bit impossible. And we do fail, we do get sick, we do get burnout. And so in order to make sure that we are in a position to guide our lives, we should put ourselves to the top. So I'm here today, you know, to talk about, or in this year's event, to talk about our mental health and physical health wellness. And I guess most of you will agree with me that this is something that we should focus on. I think, you know, looking at the topic, I realized that a lot of women, you know, because of the social, you know, society, social expectation of who we are, because of the our limiting belief systems that we have, causes us to think that we can do it alone. And also we are also, I would say, inhibited by the social norms and social stigmas, you know, regarding mental health and physical health wellness. And as a result, we do not talk about it. We do not share our experiences that we are going through with others. It is so often seen as something to be ashamed of, and we tend to suffer in silence. So with this event, I'm hoping to start a dialogue on women's health and physical health wellness, to break the social stigma and the taboo that is associated with it, and that which keeps us in silence and in isolation. I'm also hosting this radio summit in order to spread awareness overall. And to implement this summit, I have with me a group of women, or a few women, who are both professional practitioners in the area of complementary treatment and holistic alternative care. And they will share with me, or share with you, as the week progresses, looking at, you know, several topics that I think is important to start the dialogue and to spread awareness. And I think one of the topics that I think we are going to be looking at is looking at, for example, you know, why is mental health and physical health wellness important to the success of women entrepreneurs and women in general? Can you share with us how, or the care modalities, we look at the care modalities that are available to help deal with mental health and wellness? We are also, I hope to also look at the various methodologies, you know, the traditional care plus alternative care, and the combination of those two approaches as used now by traditional medicine, and the adoption of a holistic approach to dealing with mental health and physical health wellness. So I hope that you will join me as the week progresses to look at the different, you know, elements and issues that I think are relevant to mental health and physical health wellness. I think what is also important is looking at the role of support. How important is support in our treatment? How important is self-love, a high self-worth, a high self-concept, high self-esteem, and high self-confidence? What that has to do with, you know, our health and our mental health and physical health wellness. And again, I want to reiterate, we are looking at how has the acute approach formerly used by traditional medicine changed to include holistic perspective? And what does a holistic approach to our mental health and physical health wellness, what that means? And so, with, against this background, I hope that you all will join me and my guests throughout the week as we talk about women's health or mental health and physical health wellness. As I was saying, that this topic has been introduced to celebrate the International Women's Day. And as we know, the International Women's Day celebrated on the 8th of March. But starting from today, it's a sort of build up until the 8th of March. So it's basically, you know, every day for until the 8th of March, I'm hoping to have an episode or a broadcast, a radio broadcast for 30 minutes on Women in Business Radio. Now, the background in which this radio summit has been introduced, as I was saying, it is done to mark the International Women's Day. And a little bit about them, a little bit about the women, International Women's Day, a little background, is that the International Women's Day started with great unrest, critical debate amongst women who was advocating against women's oppression and inequality. And this campaign began in the early part of the 1900s. It started around 1908. It was first comprised of women from the United States of America and later involved in women from Germany. And by 1910, involving women from 17 countries across the world. women representing trade unions, socialist parties, working women's club, and two women who had been elected themselves to the Finnish parliament. And these women attended the International Conference of Working Women that was held in Copenhagen in 1910. What was born out of this conference was the International Women's Day. What broadened the debate was the fire in the United States in 1911 in New York City, which took the lives of 140 women. Most of them were Italian and Jewish immigrants, and what came out of this dreadful fire was the, you know, we're looking at the issues around the conditions under women, under which women worked. So this broadened the dialogue on women's oppression and inequality. They also advocated for the better working conditions and labor legislations. Now, the International Women's Day was first celebrated in 1911. It was hosted in Austria, Denmark, and Sweden on the 19th of March. However, the International Women's Day was officially declared, and in 1913, it was hosted and held on the 8th of March and has been held ever since on that day. Since the birth of the International Women's Day, it has become a global celebration involving women from across developed and developing countries. As I said earlier, in the earlier phase of it, it mainly comprised of women from the United States of America and some European countries. But today, it now includes women from Afghanistan, Armenia, Belarus, Cambodia, China, Cuba, Georgia, Guinea-Bissau, Eritrea, Lagos, Madagascar, Moldova, Mongolia, Uganda, Russia, Vietnam, Ukraine, and a few other countries. It is now every woman's struggle, transcending race and class. It's every woman's goal to now achieve social, political, and economic empowerment. What came out of the women's campaign to end the oppression and inequality that began in 1908? It ended with the achievement of, you know, equal recognition of women in the arts, greater awareness of women's equality, growth for women's own businesses, a fair recognition of women in sports, financial independence of women, and more women we saw in senior leadership positions, and more women involved in science, engineering, and technology. In this new millennium, yes, women have achieved a lot, but the unfortunate fact is that women are still not paid equally to that of their male counterparts. Women are still not present in equal numbers in businesses or politics. And globally, women's education, health, and the violence against women is worse than, you know, worse than men and still exists. As a result of where we are still as women, I should say, the struggle continues. I felt that for this year's International Women's Day, a summit that looks at women's mental health and physical health wellness is a great place to begin. We can only achieve success by being in the driver's seat. And for us to do so, we must be healthy. This year, my motto for women in business is Make It Happen. For 2015, we plan to make our business thrive. I want to take some time to pause and say hi to those who are listening. And welcome to Women in Business Radio for the year 2015. I want to wish you all the best and great success in your businesses and any other venture that you might have. I wish you great success and continued success also. And may God continue to bless you in whatever you choose to do. I also want to invite you to call into the show. You can call in and you can ask me any question. And the number to call in is 310-982-4237. So give me a shout out and we can talk for a little while. I do have a lot of time. Still, it's only about 10 minutes or 8 minutes into the show. And so you can call in and ask a question. Okay, I want to remind you again that the summit is scheduled for, you know, starting today. I hope, you know, I will have an episode being broadcast tomorrow on Wednesday. There's one scheduled for Thursday, one scheduled for Friday. I also have one scheduled for Saturday, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to also have one scheduled for Sunday with a final summary on Monday. And Monday is the day that we celebrate. It's the actual celebration of the International Women's Day. I ask you to invite you to join in again on my various broadcasting shows, episodes. Join me, call in, ask a question. For information, updates on my various radio broadcasts, you can look for them on Women in Business on Facebook. I will, on a daily basis, provide you with information and updates on that. So, keep looking out for the information. Keep looking out for my updates. And please join me on Women in Business. I promise to, you know, to provide a very informative and educational program. As I said, I think it's my program is intended to break the taboo, to remove the social, you know, taboo and social limitations on our mental health and physical health wellness, you know, to start a dialogue, to be brave and to be strong, to talk about our mental health and physical issues, because it does happen. We get burnout. And it does happen. And we do need to take care of ourselves. We also need to take care of ourselves, not only reactively, but also proactively. And this summit is here to talk about those things, what we can do to take care of ourselves in a proactive way, what we can do reactively, what is available to us if we fall sick. What are certain things that we can do to keep our health and maintain our health? And there is a lot that we can do. There's a lot that we can do proactively, and there's a lot that we can do reactively. But I would like if we can think about it. That's why the objective is to start a dialogue, to start thinking about our mental health and physical health wellness, and to take control of that, to find solutions, to find ways of maintaining our balance. Because we often ask the question, how do we find a balance? Well, to find a balance, we have to maintain our mental health and physical health wellness. And that means looking at ourselves from a our physical, mental, and spiritual development. We have to look at ourselves holistically. And we have to put ourselves first. It's only after we are able to take care of us, of ourselves, that we can take care of others and take care of the, you know, the many roles that we have to, or that we choose to do. So I hope you guys will join me tomorrow. I have my first guest joining me, and her name is Rosalie Musco. And join us. It will be the same time at 11. And she's a professional practitioner, and she's here to talk about traditional care and alternative care. Her focus is on nutrition and, you know, looking at how we can take care of ourselves in a proactive way. And so please join me and on, you know, during the week. And thanks for listening in. For those of you who have joined, who will join me in archive, I want to say thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me for the week. And hopefully this show proves to be very informative and very educational. Have a great day.